Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. Hello, and welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast with me, your host, Mark Fitzgerald. It's fantastic to have you joining me here today. Wow, that's a blast from the past, isn't it? We haven't used that intro for a little while, so I said to the team, let's get the old intro out and chuck it in there and see if anybody notices. Well, you will have noticed now because I've just highlighted it. So I hope you are getting out there, that you are succeeding in your property investing. And if you're not, I would like to ask you, why not? Why are you not getting out there? Why are you not succeeding? Now, sometimes we struggle and we don't succeed. Why? Because we don't take the right actions and potentially we don't know what to do. That shouldn't be the case in this day and age. Now we have this phenomenal podcast. We have other podcasts that are out there that aren't quite so good, but you should still be tapping into them. Of course, we have the Mark Fitzgerald YouTube channel, and that can help you as well. So there's lots of resources out there that can point you in the right direction and can help you. And of course, there's plenty of books, and of course, there's other investors. So if you're still on the sidelines, or maybe you're just starting out, but you're finding it very, very difficult, I would like to tell you something. I say it all the time that opportunity is out there. Opportunities for you to get started in property are out there. The reason that you are not taking these opportunities, that you are not doing the deals that you need to be doing, is you. Okay, it all starts and stops with you. So, are you taking the right actions to be getting out there? Are you holding yourself back? Are you thinking there's no deals? Because remember, what you think about grows. If you give yourself negative self-talk, or you believe something isn't possible or that you can do it, you are right. As the old saying goes, what we think about manifests. So if you think of your brain as a field, maybe a field of mud, what seeds are you going to sow in that field? Are you going to sow negative seeds where there's no opportunities out there, where things cannot happen, which is what a lot of people do? And I have to say, I did it for a long time. Myself, I was always negative. I used to read the newspapers first thing in the morning. I used to, you know, always talk about the news, which was negative news and how bad things were and the cost of things and all the negativity, saying that, you know, people get lucky when they get out there and they actually start enjoying lives or finding deals. And that was until I started to reap the rewards of positive seeds. Now, you may be saying, Mark, what the heck are you on about seeds? Listen, what I'm trying to say to you is, if you feed your mind positivity, you will feel positive. You will see that there are opportunities out there and you will be open to the opportunities. But if you only feed your mind negative thoughts and negativity, you will struggle in the long run. So we've all got people in our lives. We all have. I've got it as well. That are negative people, that are drains. They're a bit like radiators. They drain you from all the positivity you could have. You need to make sure that you limit your time with these people, because there are opportunities out there, right here, right now, even at this time of year as well. You know, if you think that there are no opportunities out there, then you will just prove yourself right. If you think that you cannot do a deal, you will prove yourself right. And what I will say as well is, even when you have the knowledge, okay, and you have the know-how, and maybe you've read the books, or maybe you've done some training, and you've got the knowledge, you know how to do deals, you know how to negotiate, you know how to talk to people, but you're still not getting the results that you need. A lot of that is down to us holding ourselves back, okay? I looked at a lot of properties when I started trying to build my rent-to-rent business. I spoke to a lot of landlords, a lot of agents, okay? And a lot of the time, they were trying to put me off. A lot of the time, the agents were saying it's saturated market around here. I wouldn't be getting into the HMO market and all of this and all of that, and which always made me laugh, considering that they were letting agents and they were managing HMOs. So it just seemed pointless. But it really did dawn on me that these people with this mindset day in and day out, no wonder they're not succeeding. No wonder they're not doing very well, or they're just not doing a good job. So it is easy to be positive. It is easy to have that mindset when things are going right. You know, it's very, very easy, as the old saying goes, to sail a ship in calm water. But it's the rocky waters is really where it tests you. And of course, even with a property business, even when you're making good money, there are still times where things don't go your way. There are times where potentially you may lose a bit of money, but that's just part of business. If you think to yourself, I'm going to get a couple of deals, I'm going to sit on a beach and my life will be great forever. Well, that's just pretty boring, actually. You are going to have problems. Things will go wrong, but it's about making sure that you're not looking at problems or negativity as that you are putting a spin on it, because most things that happen to you, give it a week or so, you'll have forgotten about them. That nothing really ever, in most cases, not in all cases, but in most cases, is ever as bad as you think it's going to be. So how do you start to find the opportunities that are right in front of you that maybe drift past you and go to the next person and you're like, oh, it's easy. It's lucky for them. They always seem to land on their feet. Well, you have to look for opportunities. So you need to make sure your mind is open to the opportunities that are out there. Now, knowledge will open opportunities. Why? Because you know what to start looking for. You know that there's opportunities out there. But right here, right now, you may be looking at properties. You may be talking to landlords. You may not be saying the right things. Why? Because you don't actually know what you don't know. So you don't know to be asking them specific questions. You don't know to how to recognize their pain points. And sometimes also it can be massive, massive mistake to go in there and assume something. It's to assume, well, all that landlord will want is as much money as possible for their property, rather than really getting down to the nitty gritty and just finding out what their pain points are. Opportunities require thought and vision to recognize them. A bit of planning as well. So if you can actually start planning what it is you're looking for, if it's HMOs, I want to get into the HMO market. So what sort of HMOs do you want to attract to yourself? Do you want to attract rundown HMOs where you've got to do loads of work and replace furnitures and stuff? Or do you want to start looking for HMOs that are in a good condition, that potentially new investors have just set up? And you know what? By offering your services, if you're looking to do rent to rent, you can look after their properties a lot better than anybody else out there. Now, this was a niche sort of market when I started in rent to rent that I was looking for. I was looking for the savvy investors or landlords who had spent a bit of money on their property. Why? Because all of a sudden they have an asset that they want to keep in a good condition. And if I could show to them that by using a letting agent, it was going to get run down, but by using our team and services, we can maintain it to a higher standard. All of a sudden, a lot of people started to see how that could be very, very powerful. You have to believe that these people are out there, and you have to believe that these opportunities are out there. But I always say it's a numbers game in property. So you have to keep being consistent and persistent in your approach. So do make sure that you are getting out there and that you are talking to as many different people as you possibly can. Okay. But also believe that there are opportunities there. Believe that there are deals in the vicinity or wherever you live that you can be doing. You need to be looking out for these opportunities. But of course, if your subconscious isn't clear on what it's looking for, it's not going to try and seek it out. And what do I mean by that? Well, at the end of the day, if you say to yourself, I'm looking for brand new refurbished HMOs where I can work with investors that are savvy, you keep telling yourself that, all of a sudden your subconscious is really going to start looking for those. Now, you can't just manifest things by writing it down and saying it out loud and maybe dancing a little jig in your living room or your back garden or wherever like that. You do actually have to start getting out there. You do actually have to start talking to people. But you will find that you will start having conversations with people. You will start recognizing in those conversations potentially people that they know that are doing these things, and you will be able to start getting traction towards it. Now, it could take you a month, okay? Maybe you get a deal in a month thinking like this by doing these actions. Or it could take 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. It took me 4 months to find the deal, the perfect deal for me, which was a brand new HMO. It had been refurbished 6 months before I took it on. In fact, it was refurbished by a guy. I actually walked around it and looked at it with him. And then 6 months later, from a different landlord, same property, I took it on as a rent-to-rent. How bizarre is that? Why? Because I was seeking out opportunities. I was making sure that I was getting out there and looking at as many properties as I possibly could. Now, when you're starting out, you will doubt yourself. Okay, that's obvious and that's natural, and I did as well. But as I always say, be as transparent as you can to a point. So yes, how many properties are you currently managing is a great question that people will ask you. And it does feel awkward, it does feel uncomfortable to say, I haven't got any properties. Because then all of a sudden, people are looking at your track record and saying, what track record? Why am I going to give you my 100, 200, 300,000 pound property when you've never managed a property before? And this is when I say, look at your own track record. So for me, I spent 16 years managing people, managing production lines. Okay, the commitment and a level of commitment and passion and drive that I put into my day job, which I hated, is still something that I can use as a tool to say, listen, this is a new concept to me, okay? I've just started doing this, but I come from a background where we were managing teams of up to 80-odd people, and now I'm starting out my own business here. I have the help and support of potentially you do of a trainer. If you work with me or you do the rent-to-rent business builder or something like that, then you can say, you know, I've learned this through a property company in South Yorkshire. And now I've opened up my own business in my own area, but I still have the support and the mentorship from that. And that gives you some credibility. So of course, you may be new to it. You may be starting out doing something new, but you have experienced people in the background that you can turn to help and support you as and when you need it. Okay. And again, as I've said many a times, if you've listened to my other episodes, I always used to say to my landlords when I was starting out, listen, I know you're going to be like my first customers, but my first customers will always have a soft spot in my heart. They will be the people that I look after, that I help and support, maybe that little bit more than everybody else. Why? Because you took a bit of a punt on me in the beginning. What you don't want to do is ever go out there and lie to anybody, try and make up, well, we have got property, da-da-da-da-da-da. It just doesn't work like that. Be transparent. And if they don't want to work with you after you've spoken to them like this, hey, it's just not meant to be. There are plenty more deals out there. So we help people find deals. We help people source deals. You know, I still say this now because I see so many people saying, well, I run ads. I run Facebook ads to get deals. Or I just go to letting agents and I get all my deals from letting agents. Or I just send letters. All I do is send letters. Listen, there is no right or wrong way to get property deals. What I would say is all of those methods you should be doing. Okay, if you're only doing one sort of method, or you've got somebody out there, and I see this all the time, it makes me laugh. One person out there telling you that there's one method that's all you need to do is this, and you'll get deals. Don't listen to them. Do it all. Why? Because you'll get more deals, you'll speed it up. If you're just doing something that, like just talking to agents, not sending letters or not running ads or anything like that, then you are leaving money on the table. Adverts are great to get you noticed and potentially give you some leads, but I've never seen quality leads coming through the adverts personally myself. Now, there may be people out there that have had that and got deals and things, but I always find that you don't tend to attract the best sort of properties or landlords through adverts on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. But I would say that you need to make sure that you are taking action and you are clear about the properties that you're searching for, the strategy that you want to do. You know, if it's serviced accommodation, what sort of properties do you want to take on? I see so many people saying, I'm going to take this apartment on. And we look at this apartment, it's in a completely wrong area. It's not a great area, or it's a house in an area where realistically you probably wouldn't walk down the street late at night and feel comfortable. I wouldn't start trying to do a deal with that just because that's the first agent or landlord or because it's being offered to you. It's being offered to you because there's a problem there. And the problem is nobody wants to rent a property or take it off of the landlord's hands. We want to be doing the best deals and the right deals. So if you need any help with that, then of course, make sure that you follow or you get mentoring or training or coaching from the right people, people that are doing it, people that are succeeding in it, and not just somebody with a couple of properties. Go and work with people who have got big portfolios that have been around a long time that can help and support you and have a track record of people getting results. I love it when we get a student on here and we interview them about getting their deals and growing their businesses, because it just shows that we've got a track record of getting people results through the right actions. Now, I am going to say, visit thepropertyunleashed.com for free tools and resources. We have a free tools and resources section, so do check that out, and you can download and do some free training, download some free guides. We've got some deal analyzers and things like that. So go and help yourself to any of those free tools and resources. And of course, if you need any further help, we can help you with serviced accommodation. We can help you with rent to rent, with HMOs, with coaching and all of those great things. But listen, it's an amazing time to be getting out there and starting a property business. There are so, so many landlords out there that need our help and support, whether it's with HMOs, whether it's with serviced accommodation. It is rife at the moment, the way the interest rates have done things and have gone up and have made it very, very difficult for people. So don't sit on the sideline waiting for things to happen. We will look back at the next few years as a golden time in property investing. At the moment, the housing market is very, very static and things are very, very slow. People can tell you, you know, things are renting easily, but there is still demand, there is still problems, and we can go out there and we can help and support them. We can't help and support everybody, there's only certain people, but again, you shake enough hands, you can make enough money, you meet enough people, you will get the deals that you desire. Just make sure you're consistent and persistent in your approach. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to like, subscribe, share this episode, leave me a comment, reach out to me on social media. I'm always connecting with people because I love to meet new people. If you need any help, any support, we offer one-to-one coaching. I think we have one spot at the moment. Different spots do open up as people, you know, obviously end their coaching times. A lot of people stay with us as well to continue and keep pushing forward. But we do have available slots for one-to-one coaching if you want it. Of course, we have the rent-to-rent business builder. We have the serviced accommodation business builder, ultimate service, ultimate SA. And we have the free tools and resources. So do check those out. So all that leaves me to say is know your vision, know what it is that you want to achieve and why you want to achieve it. Break it down into bite-sized chunks. Make sure you've got goals and tasks to achieve each and every day. Get out there and take action on it all. And if you do that, you will succeed and you can make potentially the next 12 months the best 12 months of your life. I look forward to it and I look forward to you sharing your results with me. And if I can help that in some small way, then I am glad. You take care. Hey, bye for now.